You're listening to The Cowboy Pages. Come with me, Christy Crowley, as I travel America in search of cowboy poets and their wisdom. Today's book, Oakland, California, Chapter 2, The End of the Trail, A Look Back at My Journey. This episode marks the end of the journey for me. But of course, the most interesting lessons were the ones I didn't see coming. From Amy Hale-Ocker, I learned the word cowboy is a verb. From Jerry Brooks, I learned that if you do your best, always your best, it will be good enough. From Yvonne Hollenbeck, I learned that a sense of humor will keep you going when things go wrong. From Bonnie Krugman, I learned that for some, wandering is not necessary. They know where they want to be. From Linda Haselstrom, I learned that in a pickle, if you find a little paper, you can write with a bullet, assuring no perfect line of poetry ever slips your memory. From Elizabeth Ebert, I learned what love of country looks like. From Gail Steiger, I learned happiness can be found in making something of value for your community. From Paul Zarzyski, I learned that every life is worthy of poetry. From Doris Daly, I learned that being a good neighbor can bring great joy. From Wallace McCrae, I learned the loudest sound you can make on stage, and often in life, is silence. From Pat Richardson, I learned that fart jokes are always funny, even to cowboys. From D.W. Grothy and Rodney Nelson, I learned friendship can be born quickly, last lifetimes, survive great distances, and that you should slow down when you listen to a friend's story. From Joel Nelson, I learned what being in love looks like. From Bridget Reedy, I learned that being marinated in love your whole life makes you a fantastic person. From Bren Hill, I learned that sometimes you have to go and research life before you can start making art about it. From Adrian Buckaroo Girl, I learned that cowboys aren't always the good guys, and that women can ride bucking broncos to greatness. From the Quaby Sisters, I learned to listen not with my eyes and ears, but with my ears and my heart. And from Dawn Edwards, I learned to keep learning. The production of this show coincided with a couple of the toughest years of my life. And most importantly, I'm thankful to you for listening. To learn more about our show, Cowboy Poets and Musicians, and to see pictures of my travels, visit thecowboypages.com.